Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes and I'm Zoya Springwala. Today's Friday, the 22nd of March, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The BSE Sensex and the NSE Nifty 50 are expected to resume trading on a muted note today, given the signals from GIFT Nifty Trends, which currently show that the index is trading 10 points lower at around 22,085 levels, which indicates a flattish start for the local equity markets. On Thursday, the domestic markets echoed positive cues from Wall Street and Asian indices, which were optimistic following the Federal Reserve's signal to remain on track for 3 interest rate cuts this year, despite inflation staying above the long-term target. All sectors in the domestic market ended in the positive territory on March 21st, with 13 out of 13 of them in the green. Nifty Auto, Nifty Consumer Durables, and Nifty Metal rose the most. The broader markets also outperformed the benchmarks. While yesterday's recovery was broad-based and helped Nifty reclaim the psychological 22,000 marks, the buoyancy in small and mid-cap indices after the recent downturn goes to show that investors are still willing to put their money in the markets after a healthy correction, as per experts. Overall, the favorable global developments have provided some respite to the recent downturns, and thus it is advisable to keep a close watch to project the near-term trend of our markets. On a technical front, the Nifty tested the immediate hurdle of the short-term moving average, that is, the 20 EMA, but was not able to surpass it. Experts suggested that we may see some consolidation now and need sustainability above the 22,200 mark to mark any meaningful recovery. Meanwhile, they recommended that participants should stay stock-specific until we see clarity over the next directional move and stick with index majors and large mid-caps. Turning towards stocks that will be buzzing in trade today, IREDA says its board will consider the borrowing program to borrow up to 24,200 crore for FY25. The borrowing includes fundraising through issuance of bonds, term loans, or commercial papers from both the domestic and international markets. Tech stocks will also be in focus today as IT services provider Accenture lowered its revenue forecast for the fiscal year 24 to 1-3% from 2-5% earlier due to economic uncertainty leading clients to reduce spending on consulting services. Tata Chemicals received an order from the Income Tax Department for a penalty of over 100 crore. The company is planning to appeal against this and expects a favorable order from the appellant authorities. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they've performed. Wall Street closed with all three major indexes extending their streak of record highs on the heels of similar milestones that were clocked earlier in Japan, Europe, and gold. A risk-on mood was fanned on Wednesday when the Federal Reserve ended its regular meeting with no changes in U.S. rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.68%, while the S&P gained 3.2% and the Nasdaq Composite was up 0.2%. The dollar index gained 0.765% to stand above the 104 level, while the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield was down 0.2 basis points. Oil prices sank in early Asian trading on the possibility of nearing a Gaza ceasefire, which would loosen global supplies. However, at the same time, a stronger US dollar and faltering gasoline dampened the sentiment for oil. Looking at Asia-Pacific markets, the Asian indices stand mixed. South Korea's KOSPI and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index fell 0.23% and 1.36% respectively, while Japan's Nikkei 225 extended its winning streak, gaining 0.45% in early trade. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Gaurang Shah of Geojit Financial Services sharing his outlook. Let's have a listen.
I would definitely differ over here. I don't think it's a sell on rally. That depends upon what your view is on the market and what kind of time horizon you are looking at. Next couple of weeks and months till the time election is done and dusted and the result is out, the choppiness and volatility is only going to go up. Not to forget, we are also virtually at near that all-time high that we have seen very recently. For the last couple of weeks, that as we near the election, choppiness, volatility will be the spotlight, be it in terms of domestic triggers, be it in terms of global triggers, rate move by Bank of Japan has also surprised a lot of people after almost about 17 years. Fed chief statements would take its reaction possibly tomorrow, and the global markets and our markets would react to it. But given the correction, Nandita, I think it is time to look at some long-term investment ideas. Very soon, we will see a curtain raiser next month by first, second week, April, fourth, and the last quarter of this financial year. That would possibly give us some color, some direction, depending upon how the numbers unfold. So I'm not really concerned about the correction that has come in. And mind you, it has come in after a significant amount of rally also, led by the regularity issues in the mid, small cap, and micro cap universe, which the regulator has flagged off. So it might cause a little bit of more pain. But I think it is time to cherry pick large cap first, then selectively, sectorially, mid cap, and some certain small cap stocks. See, if you were crazy about buying stocks at 22,500 or 22,300, at 21,800, I don't see any reason, anything, nothing materially has changed. There are events which are causing the kind of disturbances in the market. And let's give it every 5 years when we have general election, markets react like this. And for us, the problem is that we are at all-time high when we are approaching an election scenario. And it's going to be the second largest election phase after independence.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you for listening and have a great trading day.